Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's open it up.
Wolfred, you remain undefeated in MLS play. Can you just talk about the defense and how much of a role they played in this undefeated streak?
Yes, the defense for me, this is, like I said last time, the first line. And the first line is the forward, and that's all the team. So, no, they did well. What I like is we had a difficult moment, obviously, during all those games that we had. But they found a way to stay together and to compete until the end. And for me, the game of tonight was also a good example because it could have been a goal, a few goals, but it was offside. Means that under the fatigue, when we didn't control the this moment, we were able to have the lucidity, you know, to stay with a good line. And this is not by luck that they were offside. After that, this is the mindset that we have. I think that I would have preferred to keep the game because we had many opportunities. And everyone, like I told you, I don't wait for my forward to score. I wait for my team to score. And we had many opportunities. But again, I'm really happy, really proud, really happy for them, and because they deserve it.
Obviously, it was raining throughout the whole match.
It wasn't raining hard, but it was raining.
Yeah. Can you talk about how that just kind of impacts the game, having that consistent rain
throughout the whole? Oh, to be honest, the groundskeepers, grounds crew. Yeah, grounds crew. They did a trumpetly, amazing pitch. And you know when this is a good time to play football, soccer, when there's a little bit of rain like this, and also when the pitch is nice like that, so you can make tackles, you can do a lot of things, so no, it was good.
And AZ Jackson finds a goal, gets the bounce in. It felt like he's been kind of looking for that. Can you talk about that goal and just him finally finding the back
net? Oh, good for him, because obviously the offensive players have to make an impact. Yes, they have to defend, but also they have to make assists or score goals. And he did well, but if I'm not mistaken, but the action leading to the goal, I was really proud of that because we had a discussion yesterday because I was not happy about during the practice, during one play, because we didn't try to do something. We refuse to try, and I was not happy with that. So I told them the difference between being a good player and being great. And for me, the good player is the player that when he has success, okay, this is good. But when this is a bit difficult, he doesn't want to try. And the great player, they are able to manage the success and the failures. And this is what we want to achieve. This is the direction that we want to get, that we want to go. And the goal that we scored was exactly the discussion about yesterday. Don't get me wrong, it's not about me. I am the coach, they are on the pitch and they play. But yes, AZ, good composure to finish, but the way we unbalanced the opposition was also outstanding for me.
Did you like playing in the rain growing up as a kid?
Yeah.
You guys survive a late Montreal surge in the second half.
Yeah.
Just from your perspective, what did you see that maybe you can pinpoint to kind of not let that happen again?
Yeah. This is what I told them. The first half was outstanding in terms of what we want to do. We want to create uncertainty the way we play because they were really aggressive and we did really well. So we should have killed the game in the first half, but we didn't do it. Second half, halftime, we talk about discipline. We talk about also try to be clinical, defensively, but also offensively. And I didn't like the kickoff that we had. For me, it was the sign of something that I don't like, because we play back and back and back, and we lost the ball, instead of trying to attack and to install. And for me, it's a signal. And after that, they did well. They kept going to press. But again, we had chances, a lot of chances, and this is the moment I want my team to get better. I think more at a big chance, So we had also Max and so on. Anyways, I don't remember exactly, but we had many chances. And because we don't score 2-1, this is the worst result to deal with during the game. But they did it well. So again, well done, Montreal, because they kept going. After that, we had the possibility, because we broke the opposition at a certain moment. It was a 5v3 or 3v2, but we didn't have the good pass to finish. So that's why we struggled a bit in second half.
And Nagby, just as a safety precaution of not playing him today, was because of the injury in DC.
Who?
Darlington. Just a safety precaution.
No, he has pain. Again, when you look at the way he's been injured, we said it in the beginning of the year. We had again meeting for 2 hours, talking about specificity about the way we play. Again, don't get me wrong, it's normal to have knocks. It's normal that it's a battle. This is not we don't do dance. The fight is here. But no yellow card, nothing. And he was crying, Darlington. I don't know if you know that, because he was afraid about the situation. But nothing happened. So we'll see.
Thanks, Coach. Coach, the evolution of your team here in the third year is showing, especially with a Max and a Dylan, even AZ, a lot of dynamic movement in the middle of the park. Mm. How much of that was part of the evolution tonight, and how much of it was what Montreal was giving you after they committed so many players into their front press? Mm.
So I was eager to play this game, not because this is Montreal, because of the style of play of Marco Donadel. When we watched Chicago, we saw that they were doing the man mark all over the pitch, almost really aggressive. And for me, the part of the evolution, like you said, this is the first priority, is yes, we play in a certain way, but can we put more doubt on the opposition? How we can put more doubt is by rotation, by movement. And I think that what we did tonight was really, really interesting. In first half, also second half at certain moments, but we had really, really good movement together. Run together. And for me, this is essential to do that, because if we are not able to do that, it's gonna be easy for the opposition to try to match us, because this is the third year. And what I like also is we played few balls in behind at the right moment. We want to play in behind, don't get me wrong. But the moment that we recognized that to play in behind, we did it well. And the moment that we wanted to manipulate the opposition, we did it well. And after that, we were missing a bit the goal to open up a little bit more the game.
And that was really well illustrated in both goals, because if you just watch the final pass, you think, oh, Columbus is playing direct. But you have to watch the five passes before where you pull them apart in the midfield.
Exactly, exactly. And this is, again, the task that I gave them. That's why I'm happy that my players like to accept the challenge, because all the challenges that I gave them was about this. Mm-hmm. You know, how we can maybe do two passes, like maybe an action of a Pat directly to Max, I think. Or maybe to have more passes, I don't know. But it's all about to recognize those moments when we have the time to attack the box. And I think that we did well against the team, really aggressive.
Coach, this franchise, I've been here since the beginning, so I've seen every one of them. They've got some great goalkeepers, and now you've got another one. Patrick Schulte, 36th win tonight, ties Eloy Room for third place. I mean, just talk about his growth of being a top goalkeeper.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that I will remember Pat all my life, because it's all about, you know, when he came in the first time, you know, he's so big that sometimes, I don't know, maybe if you like, what I can say, reggae music, you know, so if I was putting a song of reggae, so the movement of Pat, the way he was walking, was exactly on the beat of Reggae Muffin, you know? So I said, Pat, we need to shake you a bit, and he accepted the challenges also, you know. So yes, the growth mindset that he has, I am a bit demanding with him, because I think that he could do better in terms of to be more proactive, I would say, but he's improved a lot already. So I have to be to accept that the learning curve, and I have to accept also to be patient. But this is only the beginning, and I'm not surprised that he's able to be consistent. The season is young, but we'll see. But for the moment, I remember, guys, you told me, not only you, but all the guys, yeah, first year, we were champion. So how Pat's going to deal with that? Second year, he did well. It was the best season of the club. And now, third year, he started well, really well. So we'll see. But again, this is good for him and good also for the national team.
You as a coach, you have to make a lot of tough decisions about players and everything. And when Patrick took over for Aloy, that was tough, wasn't it? Because you hate to get rid of players, you know?
That's why I do this show. And that's why I have more gray hair. Because at the end of the day, when I take a decision, it's because for me, this is the best decision. And I'm not here to... I'm here to explain, but they have to understand why I do that, but they don't have to accept it. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is the news. And after that, I've been a player, and I think the most important is to be honest with the players. Mm-hmm. And if you are honest, and sometimes honesty can be dangerous also, but if you are honest with yourself first, so you can do the move, and you have to make the call. But again, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, that's why you have to stay humble, but I saw that he could be the guy, and good for him because he did it.
Let's take two more.
Coach, I'm going to ask you a two-part question so that way I don't get cut off on you.
Okay.
First one, what did you see different, you know, from field level that Montreal might have been not giving you guys, or maybe just the way that the rotation wasn't coming together? And the second part is...
I'll give you the second part, don't worry.
Yeah, you know me, I'm not able to do this. No, Montreal was aggressive. Simple as that. And good. This is what I like. They were aggressive, and they were really aggressive to step up. When we have the ball, we have numbers around the ball, but they came with numbers. So again, we have to accept that. And but when we were able to break, like I said before, it was the moment to kill the game, because the game wouldn't be the same, you know. So that's why the aggressivity of we struggled a bit at a certain moment because they did it well.
Second one is, with the growth of Yevon, can you just talk about, he gets lost in some of the shuffle and not really like spotlighted, but his work ethic and his intensity has, you know, progressed over the time he's been here. Can you just talk about it?
Sheba?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheba is a good case as a coach and as a staff, because he could be so good and great. And the challenge that I have with him is because he has to stop slap himself. Because he's demanding with himself, but sometimes he put a bit of limitation of what he can do. And sometimes without thinking too much, he's able to do certain things that nobody can do technically and in terms of speed and so on. So the challenge that I have for him, and he knows that, is to be consistent with the ball and also without the ball. And I have a few clips that I'm going to show him today where he could have stepped. He could have been more aggressive at certain moments, but he didn't do it, so it was the possibility for the opposition to turn and to attack us. So this is all this kind of thing that he has grown a lot, no doubt, but he has many challenges again that he could do. So this is the topic a bit with him, but obviously the Sheba when he came and the Sheba now, this is not the same. He can play in different positions, so this is good for the team and so on, but he has to believe a little bit more on himself.